Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Well, people get into retirement, and it might feel a little uncomfortable for a while because they've never done it before. There's no class to take. When we retire, we retire. And so it might feel a little uncomfortable for a while. So how do you know exactly what you're going to need to retire? That's exactly what I, as a retirement income specialist, can help people feel more comfortable with. We talk about it every week on the show. Believe it or not, I am of the belief, which doesn't come from nowhere, it comes from having done this for thousands of people, I'm of the belief that the main reason it's so uncomfortable leading up to an early or in retirement is that this is the first time that you're ever doing it. You just don't retire, unretire, retire, unretire. You don't get to practice it over your life. It's very unique. You spent your entire life going from being a saver for 30, 40 years to now being a spender once those paycheck stops. So now you're actually spending through your savings rather than just only saving. So it's a very unique thing in that regard, no question about it. So whether you realize that consciously or you're just realizing that now because we said it, either way, that's the truth of the matter. But the angst that you get, the uncomfortable nature of it, the paranoia, the fear, which a lot of people unfortunately have, it's always sad to me because it doesn't have to be that way. If you work with someone like my firm, Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, where you have a written retirement plan, we call ours the Retirement Success Blueprint, then you enter or stay in retirement knowing you're going to be okay. Your money's going to last as long as you do, knowing that your family's going to be okay if something happened to you. So when I say a written retirement plan, I'm not just talking about an investment plan, right? A bunch of statements. I'm talking about a real retirement plan. Our Retirement Success Blueprint covers where your income's coming from in good markets and bad, how much risk you should take or should not take, how to legally pay the least amount of taxes over your lifetime. If you needed long-term care, how would you pay for it? And making sure that you get the right documents in place for your estate plan. That's having a real financial plan. Unfortunately, most brokers out there just provide an investment plan. A bunch of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, but no direction on how they actually work together for you. If you're working with a fiduciary like us at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we build out the plan. Then let the plan determine how to invest the money to maximize the income, minimize the risk, reduce the taxes. That's having a real plan. It's why at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we're celebrating our 15th year as an independent financial planning firm. We've got fiduciary financial planners on staff. We have a CPA and full tax team on staff, a legal team in-house, a notary, a paralegal, all under one roof. If it involves money, taxes, or your estate, we can help you inside the same four walls under the same roof. Now, before we go down this week's rabbit hole, how do you know what you'll need to retire? I want to make a quick offer to you here. If what I just said, having a real plan that covers where your income's coming from, how much risk you should or shouldn't take, how to legally pay the least amount of taxes over your lifetime, how you'd handle a long-term care event, and getting the right documents in place for your estate plan, if that makes sense and you don't have that, you're just one of those people, like a lot of people out there, that just have a junk drawer of investments, and give us a call, 866-316-0822. Let's set up a 15-minute strategy call. Myself or one of our fiduciary advisors will answer your questions, fill in the gaps that might be missing in your plan. That's 866-316-0822. There's no do-over in retirement, so let's get this right the first time. Everything's at stake for you and your family. So you want to set up a 15-minute complimentary strategy call with me personally, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, or one of other fiduciary advisors, just give us a call. We'll get you on the schedule over the next week or so, get your questions answered. That's 866-316-0822, or go online to crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. A little bit later in the show, I'll mention the number again. So granted, I'm on this side of the table, so I'm doing it for other people and their money. And I've always said that to all the advisors that I've coached across the country over time is that if you feel like people are being irrational, if you feel like people like, oh gosh, this client's coming in for the third time, they're saying the same thing, you know what? Good. I tell the advisors that you haven't felt what they're feeling. And that's what I'll say to the advisors. So believe me, I understand. As I'm saying right now, I'm on the same side of the table. I'm helping you with your money, your nest egg, your retirement, and you're not a specialist in the retirement income side. And I share with clients, it's okay to be nervous. I do this every day, and I've helped thousands of people retire, but this is your first time. So we'll be there to hold your hand, walk down the aisle with you, and make sure we get it right the first time. And that's a very vulnerable place for people to be. So I don't blame anybody for initially having some angst, some anxiety, some fear, some worry, even if it's a small amount or a healthy amount that just varies. And I don't blame you, but I promise you it's solved when you just go through a process of actually getting a real retirement plan done, period. So today, no more. Don't let that be you. Let's get it right the first time. And again, I'm the kind of person that dreads going to the doctor. I'll be on death's door before I ask Karen, my wife. It's like, okay, yeah, go ahead and make that appointment for me. And it's an uncomfortable place for me. So again, I'm trying to openly tell you the hypocrisy sometimes that may happen if I'm in this profession and I'm telling people not to worry about this stuff. But the reality is I've built a couple thousand plans for people over the last 23 years. And I've seen people coming through this process who started out worried and, you know, leave our process without any of that worry anymore. They've got clarity. They've got confidence. And it's just simply putting a plan together. And I think the word plan, I think this word, and I'm trying to dissect it, it's like water going through your fingers, right? It loses some of its meaning when you say a retirement plan. And I don't think people treat it the way it's supposed to be treated. People think it's some thick book you read, you throw it on a shelf, collect dust, and that's just not the case. A real financial plan is fluid, it's living, it changes as your life changes, as your circumstances change. We make assumptions to start, adjust each year as your life changes and as your needs change. It's an exercise where you start out and you say, hey, this is what we want to do, this is our lifestyle, this is what would make us happy, here's the money we saved, here's what Social Security looks like, pensions, real estate, etc. Here it is, and here's what we want to do. And that's it. And then people like my firm at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we build out the blueprint so you can accomplish those things. So what does that blueprint look like? It's all about income. Retirement is all about income. In retirement, income is the outcome. Growth is nice, but you can't spend growth. Income's the whole point. The reason for the fear and anxiety is, oh shoot, I don't make any money anymore, right? My paycheck's gone away. How's this money going to last me forever? Is what I have enough? And so how do you know that? What this exercise entails? You say, okay, I need $5,000 a month to live off of, or $10,000 a month to live off. You have a world that you've created that says, this is what's going to get it done for all of our basic needs, plus to do all the fun stuff we're trying to do in retirement. And then you're going to subtract the things like Social Security, the pensions, the guaranteed income sources that you have, and then you're going to have an income gap. And that gap's going to be filled by your investments, your retirement accounts, your savings. Now that's what you're going to live off of forever. This exercise will tell you if that's okay, if you're going to be okay. And we're going to stress test it and say, hey, here's what happens if you only make this much in returns on your money over time, including markets going up, down, sideways. Then we're going to stress test it for things like recessions, markets going down, bear markets, and say, okay, look, this is how everything will look, even if that happens, based on how you're investing. And then we'll even teach you different investment recommendations. This is the money that can come in the door, even if the markets go down, and you still need to earn money to supplement your income. Because there's going to be stocks over here, real estate over there, bonds over here. And even if those go down in the short term, we won't need to touch them because they'll recover in the long run, and your income every month in retirement is still going to be the same because we're not spending through any of the principal. We're just peeling off the gains, the interest, the dividends, the cash flow off the investments. And you can see how you're just chipping away at this plan piece by piece. You're chipping away one worry at a time. Okay, let's stress test this. We don't quite make as much money in the returns. Are we going to be okay? We go through a recession or a bad market, a downfall. Are we going to be okay? Hey, here's your tax situation. And what happens if taxes rise by a little bit or even by a lot? Are we still going to be okay? How does your plan look? What happens if you have a big medical or long-term care event? So you go through this exercise, which again, it's really is us professionals just walking you through this, having a conversation, showing you the pros and cons and the different strategies, and you just chip away at all of those worries one step at a time. And only one of two things is going to happen. Either we're going to sit there and say, wow, you're in really bad shape. And I'm being honest when I say this, it rarely happens. People tend to have at least a somewhat fluid idea of what's reasonable. Or what happens more often than not is what we call this exhale moment. And they go, wow, I can actually do this. And a lot of times it actually gets you retired 1, 2, 3, 5 years earlier than you actually thought was possible when we show you how to do it in a retirement income model that's tax efficient. So if you've never done this before, which most of you haven't, right? Most of you have just been sold stuff through your broker the whole life. It's, just pay attention. Market goes up, market goes down, hang tight, you know, buy and hold, stay the course. That's not a plan. So how we get started? We just have a conversation. And for some, that seems terrifying, right? But as long as you go through this exercise of, okay, here's what we want to do. We can handle all the variables and show you what you need to be worried about and what not to be worried about in both good and bad scenarios. And if you can walk out of that exercise with that plan, and we're not yes men and women in this office, we'll tell you if there's a problem, if they'll tell you where there's gaps and landmines and red flags, but if you can go through this exercise and things look good, and I've seen it 1,000 times, that's why we nicknamed it the exhale moment. You now have a retirement success blueprint, a real financial plan that shows you're going to be okay. Your family's going to be okay if something happens to you. You know where your income's coming from in good markets and bad. You walk out of our office and it's okay. And then most of that anxiety that you had is gone. You don't need to have retired 20 times or had a lot of practice at that moment. Finishing that exercise, your plan, and again, don't let the word just be this thing floating in the air that's diluting. No, just this exercise, whatever you want to call it. Maybe I should try to think of maybe a better nickname, right? I'm the financial guy, not the creative person, right? So I want to give you a number in a second to do me a solid. But all kidding aside, I want to give you the number right now, because if you haven't gone through this kind of planning exercise, if you haven't seen this map laid out for you on a financial plan side, I don't want to go so quite as far as shame on you, because again, that'd be hypocritical. I'm the one who doesn't do certain things in my life too. You're busy. It's an exercise on retirement planning. I can see how that procrastination, I get it. But if you're within 5 or 10 years of retirement, or you're already in retirement, you just have to do it. You owe it to you, you owe it to your family, just to get the peace of mind that you're going to be okay and you have a real financial plan. So I always do this math. If you work 40 hours a week for 40 years, it's like 76,000 hours you've worked. It's an extra hour. What is it, an extra hour? Just to make sure that you're maximizing all the opportunity on the money that it took you 76,000 hours to earn, just to give you clarity. Taxes are changing. Inflation is still high. Markets were high. They sold off. They bounced back, but they're starting to weaken again. How do you choose claims, Social Security? What do you do with your wills, trusts, those kind of things? So I can't imagine not wanting to take us up on this offer. Hey, look, we're not going to charge you anything to come in and visit us or even just for the 15-minute strategy call, because that's what this process is. You can visit with us on the phone, in person. We got an incredible team here of financial planners, tax specialists, CPAs, our legal team. We've helped thousands of Chicagoans. We have clients in 27 states across this great country. There is no cost, no obligation, just to have a conversation to see if we can add value. Whatever your questions are, whatever help you're looking for, including the entire plan, you've got specific questions. So let me make this quick offer for you here before we go to break. If what I just said, having a plan that covers where your income's coming from in good markets and bad, how much risk you should or should not take, how to legally pay the least amount of taxes over your lifetime, how you'd pay for a healthcare event if you had it, and making sure you have the right documents in place for your estate plan, if that just makes good old common sense for you, and you just look over here and you just got a bunch of statements, you got a junk drawer of investments, then give us a call. Let's set up a 15-minute strategy call, no cost, no obligation. We will answer your questions, fill in any gaps that might be missing in your current plan. Folks, there is no do-over in retirement. In retirement, income is the outcome. So let's get this right. Everything's at stake for your family. To set up this 15-minute strategy call with one of our fiduciary financial advisors, and it might even be me, we'll get you on the schedule. We'll get your questions answered. How do you get that complimentary strategy call? Raise your hand. Give us a call. 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or go online to crystallaketax.com, crystallaketax.com. We're discussing how do you know what you need to retire? And folks, it all starts with a plan, a written retirement plan. That's not just about investments, but also where your income's coming from, how to mitigate or reduce taxes, long-term care, your estate plan. One of those aspects is also your home. Now, because we've also never, maybe somebody paid off their house and bought another house, had a mortgage, whatever, but largely during your life, you're paying off the mortgage, 15 years, 10 years, 30 years. How many years do you do it? But there's some other nuances that we do. at some point in time in your retirement, maybe hopefully prior to retirement, if you're going to pay off that house. So that mortgage is just spending, I don't know, $1,000, $3,000, $5,000 a month, depending on what style of house you had, but it's paid off. And there's nuances that we have to prepare for as well that will become when we're in retirement. The first thing that comes to mind in this exercise, this is the kind of stuff that we see and we catch and we help you because it's a conversation. So in other words, you heard me say that all about the income. Retirement is all about the income. So the first part of the retirement exercise is us asking, how much do you need to live off of? So if you looked at your budget, or we like to call it a spending plan, right? Because nobody likes to budget, but everybody loves to spend. So we look at your spending plan, and you say, okay, we need $8,000 a month to live our lives, to keep the same lifestyle we have right now. So we're going to start dissecting that. We might ask, well, hey, of that $8,000, are you spending $2,000, $3,000 a month on a mortgage? And is that mortgage going to be paid off now or in the next 3, 5, 10 years? Because we want to build that into our retirement income plan. We build that in, and then we can adjust for it. Hey, how do you still have some kids on the payroll, right? As I like to say, you know, I've got 3 20-something-year-olds and a couple of them are literally on the payroll. And maybe ideally that's not happening, whether it's a couple years down the road. So we're going to build that in too. Are they coming off your health insurance? Are you no longer paying for their car insurance, their cell phone, all those kind of things? That's extra cash in your pocket. So do you feel like you wanted to spend more money and travel on other things early in those go-go years, those first couple years of retirement when you're never going to be healthier? So we need to build that in the other side. Also, some people just don't like the concept of leaving their house as some legacy benefit. Maybe they don't have kids or it's just not their plan. Their kids are doing fine, whatever. And the way the Chicago area works, you're sitting on a lot of equity in your home. Maybe there's a solution to tap into that equity, whether it's for long-term care planning or just to create extra tax-free income. That might make sense too. This is all the kind of nuances that we find out for people. And I think that's how I mentioned it. But also it could be a question of should you pay off your mortgage or not, because that's something specific to this whole generation of retirees too. For decades and decades, that was a whole concept. The American backbone was a paid off mortgage, a pension, and a Social Security. And so when you think about 2008, what happened to people in 2008 in the real estate crisis? Well, it caused a lot of people to be in a bad situation with housing. So in other words, maybe they had more debt than they certainly planned on still having. But the other phenomenon is because interest rates tanked and bottomed out after the decade, after the 2008 crisis, had a lot of people refinancing, right? And that's short-term gain, but potentially long-term pain. So how many people were thrilled to do this in 2015 and have a lower payment? Or in 2020, 2021, 2022, with 2.5%, 3.5%, 4% mortgages, like, oh, I'm going to flip that and, you know, refinance it and maybe take some money out. So while they thought that in their 40s or 50s, hey, I won't have a mortgage in retirement, because of that refinancing phenomenon, oh, wow, I get to save a little bit more a month on my mortgage payment. All of a sudden, retirement happens and, well, shoot, now I still have this mortgage payment going on. So we get a lot of questions in our office, should I pay off the mortgage? So another nuance of this generation is that a lot of assets are tied up in things like IRAs and 401ks, and that makes it harder to pay off a mortgage because you get crushed in taxes when you start taking out large balances. It could even impact your Medicare. First, if you had money saved up in non-taxable, non-retirement type accounts, that's much easier to recommend maybe paying off that mortgage. So there's just a lot of balances out there. And oh, by the way, we want to know a Chicago-specific version of another nuance there, which is a lot of people want to move. A lot of people want to move out of Illinois when they retire. It's very high cost of living. Property taxes are third highest in the country. A lot of people, one way or another, seem to have problems with freeways, traffic, politics, whatever they want to call it. So again, we help a lot of people move out of Illinois. We work with clients in 27 different states, so we help them run the numbers on what's the best landing spot for them for not only the weather and the geography that they want, but the financial circumstances as well. How's their income and retirement going to get taxed at the new state? So that is the reality. For those that are closer in retirement, it's always when you pay off that house. Is it advantageous to have a little bit of a mortgage in retirement? But at the end of the day, it still comes back to sitting down, putting together that four-letter word, P-L-A-N, plan, that retirement success blueprint. So if you're coming in for a retirement plan, if you want to maximize those 70,000 plus hours of your work over your life, you want your money to work just as hard as you did for it, I can't imagine anything better than a no-cost, no-obligation, access a team of people, CPAs and tax team, our fiduciary financial planners, our legal team on the estate planning that have done this for thousands of retirees over the past 15 years. And heck, I've been doing it for 23 years. So it doesn't matter what your questions or your scenario are. We've done it. We've helped people through it. We'd love for you to be next. So before we head to a hard break here, if what I just said, having a plan that covers where your income's coming from in good markets and bad, determining how much risk you should and just as importantly should not take, how to legally pay the least amount of taxes over your lifetime, if you had a healthcare event, how would you pay for it, and making sure you get the right documents in place for your estate plan. That's not just having a junk drawer of statements and investments like most people have. That's getting a real financial plan put together for you. How do you know if you need it? Let's set up a 15-minute, no-cost, no-obligation strategy call. We will answer your specific questions. We'll fill in the gaps, maybe identify some red landmines that might be out there or red flags that may be missing in your current plan. There is no do-over in retirement, so let's get this right. Everything's at stake for your family. Let's set up that 15-minute strategy call with one of our fiduciary financial planners. We'll get you on the schedule, get your questions answered. If it makes sense to come in for a meeting, great. We'll know that after the call. If it doesn't, that's okay because you're still going to get your questions answered. No cost, no obligation, a 15-minute strategy call, 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com, crystallaketax.com. You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We are discussing how do you know what you'll need to retire. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Hey, thanks for listening to this week's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. And right now, we're giving away 5 free copies of Michael's Amazon best-selling book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. This insightful read focuses on the 5 key areas of retirement planning: income planning, investment planning, tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. Purpose-based investing from Michael Stewart will answer 3 key questions. Am I going to be okay? Will I have enough income in retirement to last as long as I do? And if something happens to me, will my family or those I care about be okay? Purpose-based investing, 9 lessons to rescue your retirement from Wall Street. Available for the first 5 callers right now at 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822.
Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we're discussing how do you know what you need to retire. We also discussed whether you should pay off your home before retirement or not. Now let's consider inflation, cost of living increases. Each year things get more and more expensive. And it's the headlines today with all the supply chain issues, the labor issues. Well, inflation is something that I've thought about for a long time. It's murmured under the surface, right? We haven't really paid a lot of attention to it the last 20 years because according to the government, there really wasn't any. You know, now you can say, yeah, unless you had to buy a house, unless you had to send a kid to school, unless you needed health care, et cetera, but officially, according to the government, inflation was below 2%. Well, we know it peaked up to 9% a year ago, and it's since been coming down on there, but still not at the level that the Fed wants it to be. But here we are, and inflation has erupted. It's affecting our lives. In fact, my father-in-law, who's in his 80s, it was interesting talking to him. Social Security went up, Medicare costs went up. He feels putting gas in the car, getting groceries, all those things, that inflation all of a sudden reared its head and it's got everyone's attention. It's taking a bigger part of a retiree's monthly income. And if you don't pay attention to it in your retirement plan, it can just take the legs out of you. So let's talk about inflation and how it can affect your retirement portfolio. You see, inflation's not tangible. You don't see it, you don't feel it. So it's one of those things that you don't talk about unless you really notice it. You hope you're not talking about inflation because if you do, it's something like we're experiencing right now. Just a couple little stats out there. If inflation averages 3% a year, which historically it's somewhere between 2.5% and 3% over the last 50 to 100 years, and again, there's some semantics in there, but that's relatively what inflation's averaged over the long term. So let's say inflation averages 3% over your retirement. That means your money's cut in half in 24 years. That's how the math works. So that means in 24 years or 2/3 through your retirement, guess what? A dollar is only worth 50 cents at that point. if you actually get higher inflation like we have now at 4%, 5%, 6%, guess what? That means in about 12 or 15 years, the cost of living doubles. So it's something you need to build into your retirement plan. $1 million in 24 years, that same million's worth $500,000 at only a 3% inflation rate. So another way to look at it is, let's say you're one of those lucky people that has a pension from a company. If you've got a pension from a company, pensions usually don't go up for inflation for most corporate pensions. So that means your pension's going to get cut in half in about 24 years if that's the case. You get a $4,000 a month pension, it's going to feel like $2,000 a month later on. Now, ifs, ands, buts, right? Social Security does get cost of living adjustments, but typically most years, other than this year, most years your Medicare premiums rise each year, and that offsets a big part of that cost of living adjustment on your Social Security. Social Security cost of living is calculated on something they call CPI. And historically, retirees and their actual, what they actually feel, their personal inflation is a lot higher than what those Social Security cost of livings are. So if Social Security cost of livings average, 1.5-2% over time, and if your personal inflation is 3% more, that means it's cut by a quarter after 24 years. So I don't know how many other ways to slice it, to take this something that's not tangible and try to make it more tangible for you, but I'm trying. And hopefully these things help you realize you got to earn money, but you got to have investments that keep up and beat inflation so you can get a rising income over time. But just because things in 3 years, 5 years, etc. are going to be more expensive than they are today. So the number one basic premise of investing your money is to keep up with and beat inflation while you're still getting the income you need today, period. It's not supposed to be speculative trading in stocks. You're not hitting a scoreboard and that's why you want the returns. Don't get too complicated. Sometimes it's just making sure your money beats inflation. By the way, year over year inflation from December 2020 to December 2021 was 7%. In July of 2022, inflation peaked at over 9%. That's the fastest pace since 1982, which by the week peaked at 19%. That's Jimmy Carter level inflation. So when I said 24 years, well, I'd say that number just came down. If it were to average 7% over 20 years, your buying power got reduced even more. So those are the kind of things that you have. Not that it's going to last 20 years, but you have to adjust for inflation in retirement. If you don't plan for it, wow, your borrowing power just went in the tank. And look, there's a couple solutions to all this, by the way. There's a lot of differences, namely the fact that, the COVID was an event, and that was what's really causing all this inflation. The $5 trillion plus of stimulus money, all the kind of handouts that happened over that. So it wasn't a long-term economic cycle. It was the natural event of COVID. So unlike what we saw in the 70s and 80s, so no one, including myself, is going to say that we're going to have a repeat of what happened in the 70s and 80s for that long a time. And I've been interviewed recently on some different media talking about this, and even on this radio show, we've been talking about inflation, how it's not going to go away in the next couple months. It's kind of sticky at the level we are right now. And the best guess from the Fed and everybody else is it's going to probably be another year and a half. And, we're not saying, 4 or 5% every quarter, but we're going to see these little spikes happen because different areas are getting impacted more. So the short-term time period from an economic standpoint, but from a longer-term perspective, it's going to stick with us at the grocery store and at the pump. But the reason this is so important to make people wake up and make sure this inflation is built into your real retirement plan is because I hear stories every day from people that come in who said they were trying to do this on their own beforehand. They maybe put some spreadsheets together. And I see people's spreadsheets where they toggle investment returns, and sometimes those are wrong. They think they're going to average 8% a year forever, and they're probably not. And I've seen things like taxes. And maybe I can pick apart nuances, but people at least build taxes in somewhat. The number one thing that I see from people not building in correctly over the last 23 years as a fiduciary financial planner is inflation. Because it's kind of a silent thing. And nobody accounts for it. And I see people who have these really nice pensions and social securities, and they're feeling pretty good at the start of retirement. So they're just like, oh, well, look, it's good. I'm fine. They're not even thinking about the fact that that stuff cut in half or cut in a quarter over the next 10, 15, 24 years. So yes, we bring this up not because it's in the news and you're feeling it right now, because yes, that's true. But the amount of times I've seen people just kind of sitting there idly, either ignoring inflation or even just sitting on too much cash, safely losing money in the bank when you figure in inflation. And that, they say, hey, Mike, I hear what you're saying, but I don't like the stock market. I don't want to tie my money up. It just feels good to have this cash. Well, I don't think it's going to feel so good when spending power gets cut in half. So you don't want to sit in too much cash when inflation's high and rates are low. It means you're safely going broke when you factor in inflation. So how do we beat inflation? You beat it by investing your money. The two best long-term ways, bar none, no quote, question about it when it comes to beating inflation, is stocks and real estate, period. A couple ways to look at this. Number one is we tailor a portfolio to your comfort level of what your plan needs. If we say, hey, look, inflation's going to average this, and all we need is your money to average that, then a 60-40 portfolio or an 80-20 portfolio, it'll get the job done. And then we make sure you're comfortable with that. Hey, look, Mr. and Mrs. Person in front of us, you said that you'd freak out if your money lost 20% a given year. So we've got to dial that back. We can't quite have that much risk. And hey, you've said you're fine if we do this, so this portfolio is right for you. So we can tailor that. The other thing is it's diversified. We're not buying and selling the hot stock of the week where it's a home run, a grand slam, or a strikeout. It's just good long-term consistent returns that are going to beat inflation over time. Okay, well, if the stocks make you nervous, remember not all your money retires at the same time you do. This is very important for those that are within 5 years of retirement. So if we look at your plan and it says you need to draw $30,000 a year off your portfolio, and then we build your portfolio where you've got $150,000, $200,000 of bonds and cash mixed in with the stocks, well, that's like 7, 8, 10 years of income, whatever that is. So we can explain it to you like, hey, yes, your stocks are going to go up, your stocks are going to go down. That part of the portfolio will go down when the economy rolls over. But that's the part that's going to beat inflation in the long term. And you'll never have to sell that stuff at the wrong time as long as our income plan says independent of the stock market going up or down, we know where our income's going to come from. So you won't need that excess for a long period of time. So you can ride out any short-term market crunches. Also, there's things we can do to improve your existing positions. We love a well-placed real estate fund. We have a real estate portfolio we like a lot for our clients that maybe we use to replace bonds or some of the cash so we get not only 6, 7, 8% of income, but over time we can actually get some appreciation and growth on that as well. It's not quite stocks. It's not as volatile as stocks, yet it's going to earn better percentage income and still have the opportunity to go up. In the past, I've called it stock market for chickens is an insured index. You know, it's essentially a way to think of your money in the market. There's some insurance products out there that might give you 8, 10, 12% of the up in the S&P 500. And if it rolls over any year it goes down, you get to keep your prior gains from the previous years and you lose nothing. And then the following year when the market goes up, you get 8, 10, 12% or whatever the cap is on that fund. If that interests you, give us a call. Let us know. We can kind of walk you through that too. I call it the stock market for chickens. It sounds derogatory, but it's not. If you're just trying to beat your bonds, but you want to participate in the market when it's up, but not when it's down, there's some insured options that are available for you. So I'll repeat, in those instances, you're linked to the stock market, maybe the S&P 500, where you make some of the up when it goes up, but you lose nothing, never lose anything when it goes down. And that is a better replacement for things that would normally be like cash or CDs or low interest bonds, where at least you get what you want, which is no risk, which again, that's the premise here, but you at least beat inflation over time. You at least keep up beat inflation in a safer way than some of the other fixed income alternatives that don't have any growth potential. So whatever the best version is of you for your investments, there's more than one way to skin a proverbial cat. There's lots of ways to do this. There's a whole universe of investments out there. All we do is study this stuff. We know what's out there. They each bring something good to the table and lack something to the table. So there's a very particular mix of stuff that's going to help you personally beat inflation, help you personally be safe, help you generate the income that's going to last as long as you do, and also be liquid enough in the event, in case of an emergency, you need access. So there's a variety of ways to splice everything together. It's a recipe. It's a custom recipe based off of your situation, your comfort level, your needs, but it's just not going to happen on its own. You need to put a real financial plan together. So then how do you change that stuff over time? It can be daunting. If this isn't what you do for a living, fortunately, you don't have to go alone. You don't have to be alone in this journey. You don't have to come in here with an obligation to become a client or pay some fee just to have a conversation. And that's all the things here. The main thing I'm preaching today, so many words, is come on in. Get this exercise done. It all starts with a 15-minute strategy call. If it makes sense for us to put a plan together for you, we can have that conversation. We've helped thousands of Chicagoans. We've got clients in 27 different states. No cost, no obligation. Let's take a look at what's right for you. With all this talk of, do you have a plan, a blueprint on how to have a successful retirement? So if what I just said, having a plan that covers where your income's coming from in retirement, in good markets and bad, knowing how much risk you should or should not take, how to legally pay the least amount of taxes over your lifetime, how you would pay for a long-term care event if something happened in the future, and making sure you get the right estate planning documents in place, that's having a real financial plan. That's what we do at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Now, if you look over your shoulder and whoever you're working with, whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or you're working with another brokerage firm, and you just have a junk drawer of investments, you just got statements, investment statements, but you don't have tax strategy, you don't have a healthcare strategy, you don't have an estate strategy, you don't have an income strategy that doesn't make you spend principal. You got to remember there's no do-over in retirement. You may have outgrown your current advisor. What they did for you 20 years ago is not what you need for the next 20 years. So everything's at stake. To set up a 15-minute strategy call with one of our fiduciary financial advisors, let's get you on the schedule. We'll get your questions answered. How do you get that complimentary strategy call? You got to raise your hand, give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, that's 866-316-0822. Or just go to crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, celebrating our 15th anniversary as an independent financial planning firm that we're very proud of. Today, we're talking about how do you know what you'll need to retire? We'll be right back.
You're locked on to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Hey, thanks for listening to this week's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. And right now, we're giving away 5 free copies of Michael's Amazon best-selling book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. This insightful read focuses on the 5 key areas of retirement planning: income planning, investment planning, tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. Purpose-Based Investing from Michael Stewart will answer 3 key questions. Am I going to be okay? Will I have enough income in retirement to last as long as I do? And if something happens to me, will my family or those I care about be okay? Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. Available for the first 5 callers right now at 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We were talking earlier in the show that you don't retire more than once, usually. But something that I said just before the break was pretty profound as well, if I must say so. Your money doesn't retire all at once either. And so as people think, okay, I've saved all this money for retirement, well, it's not all retiring at the same time. So putting it to use over time is what I'm trying to get people to understand, and how you're going to retire that money over time. And this happens a lot, which is someone will tell me, hey, Mike, I'm retiring in 2 years, so I feel like I shouldn't have these stocks. I shouldn't have these bonds. I need to be doing that. Like it's this giant black or white, all or nothing situation. So that's why I coined the term, when you retire, not all your money retires at the same time. It could be a 20, 25, 30-year plus retirement. It likely will be. God forbid you have some major health concerns, but that aside, for the average person out there who's already in their 60s, you're talking a 25 or 30-year retirement. And that inherently means some of your money is going to be used sooner, no question, right? You need income now, but we got to do specific things to make sure that income's coming in. And you're going to make some changes, reduce your risk a little bit as you're getting closer to retirement. But you've also got to have certain parts of your money that you're not going to use for another 10, 20 years, which means that part of your money needs to act differently. It needs to be positioned differently. It needs to be a different solution than what we're getting our short-term income money on. And the reality is there's not a shiny box where investments do everything well. I'd be out of a job and I'd put all my money in that investment if it was true. The unfortunate part is it's not easy. Now, granted, this was 1981. It would have been easy to go down to the bank and put your money in a 14% money market, call it a day, right? We are a whole universe away from that. that's not coming back anytime soon, including the 5% plus rates we currently are getting to enjoy. A year from now and over the next couple of years, those are coming down and coming down by at least half. We're probably going to be back to the 2 to 3% interest rates by 2024. So we need to position our portfolios where we can count on higher rates for longer, higher income for longer. So take that fantasy and chuck it in the garbage. The 80s interest rates aren't coming back because you also don't want the 80s inflation. It's just not realistic right now. So I typically break investments down into three characteristics: safety, liquidity, and return, or call it growth. Safety, liquidity, and return. And investments, when you do them properly, will give you two of the three and lack a third. So if you have some of your money in some safe, liquid investments, cash, bonds in your portfolio, things like that, you got to have some of that because that's your money you're going to probably draw off sooner than later. That's your portfolio insurance if things go really poorly, and you got to have it. It won't earn high interest in that, so you can't have too much in that safe bucket. Now, your stocks in your portfolio are typically the liquid in return. It's liquid in case you need it, and over the long terms, it'll give you growth, but in the short term, you're going to give up safety. So you can't have all your chips in that basket anymore because you'll need to draw off money and the market can go down, right? It just will. We know it. And then you got other things that are actually safe, give you pretty good returns, things like real estate portfolio, things like annuities, all those things. But what do you give up? You potentially give up liquidity, right? So in all investments in stocks, you can get growth, you can get liquidity, but you give up safety. In cash and bonds and CDs and those kind of things, you can get safety, you can get liquidity, but you give up growth because they're limited as to far how they can go. And things like index annuities, right? You can get safety, you can get growth. What do you give up? Liquidity. Typically in an annuity, and anytime you hear the word annuity, it just means there's an insurance company involved. Not good or bad. You know, we can have an entire conversation about how they're missold and those things. But the reality is, in certain circumstances, they might be okay for somebody. But in that, you can typically access 10% of your money. So if you got a $1 million portfolio and $400,000 of it happens to be in an annuity because it makes sense for you, that's $40,000 a year liquidity from the annuity, the $400,000, and the other $600,000 is 100% liquid if it's just in stocks and bonds and things like that. So what we say to clients is, if that's the allocation, do you think you'll ever need to spend more than $640,000 immediately of this money? And of course not, especially when taxes are involved. So once again, you can't put too much of your money in any one of those buckets because you need some safety, you need some liquidity, you need some growth, and no one investment will do all three of those things for you. So, you know, we call it all-weather portfolio, something that has all of that attached to it. So when you come in and see us, you're like this blank canvas where this artist is going to put this whole thing together for you. So it can be complicated. And we're going to uncomplicate this for you. And most importantly, get a review done of what you've already done, right? What's been going great for you? What are you doing right? What do you need to address? And more importantly, how would you address it? Those are the three steps. When we have that 15-minute strategy call, that's what we're doing with you. Tell us a little about your situation, what you're trying to do, what are you currently doing, what do you like about it, what are you not? And then we'll identify gaps within your plan. And then say, here's the things you're in good order, the things you're doing well, here's the things that need to be addressed, and here's the things, the way that we would recommend that you address them. And that's going to apply to your retirement income plan, that's going to apply to your tax plan, that's going to apply to your estate plan, your health care plan, and your allocation, your risk plan. So we're discussing today, how do you know what you need to retire? Well, as we're talking about the stock market, the S&P 500, people, while they're working, they hear about their 401ks tied up, they take some interest, and they always know when the dips happen. They may not always be a champion when their money's up, but I think I've talked about it quite a while. Our money's grown really well the past 10, 12, 13 years, even after last year. But at some point in time, as things go up, they also come down. Let's talk about it. I look at a sample client from the other day, and I was assuming it's like a 7% rate of return over the next 25 years or something. Because I think painting examples in people's mind is always key to understanding how things happen in retirement and what they need to adjust for so they have some understanding and knowledge. Because that's what we're passing along, your understanding and knowledge of this business and helping you get through retirement. So here's the key in why we're talking about this. Because people are always shocked at the monumentally big difference a couple percentage points in a retirement plan can make here or there. So in other words, if you run a retirement plan for someone, it's like, hey, what if it's 2% inflation a year? And the retirement plan looks phenomenal. But then we toggle this next thing and say, well, what if it's 3% a year? and it could be a complete failure now. It's like, what? How did a big difference happen in my life? My retirement plan is based off of just that 1% difference? Or what about 5% or 10% more in taxes? Depending on the size of your nest egg, it's also the assumption on a rate of return. And by the way, I should clarify what I just said a second ago. Everybody's situation is different. That's why getting a real plan is so important. Let's say you're somebody who's got $300,000 saved up, but you got a really big pension, or you and your spouse both have pensions and Social Security. If I change inflation by a certain percentage, that's a huge deal for you because the biggest part of that plan is the pension that might not be adjusting for inflation. So inflation's a bigger risk for you because if I adjust your portfolio performance by a percent or two, that's not as dramatic on the portfolio. Where couple B, what if they have no pensions but they've got $2 million saved up? If I change inflation, it's not as big of a deal for them, but if I change the investment performance by a couple percentage points, it's a huge deal for them because a couple percentage points on $2 million is a lot of money. Does that make sense? And I think it's because it goes back to the fact that pensions don't adjust for anything really. So again, the two scenarios, and while pensions are dwindling down, but again, the $2 million in the investment side, I think if people just sat down and talked through these things, they'd get a better understanding. So I wanted to address that real quick, because one retirement plan is not the same as another retirement plan. You have nuances in your specific situation. It's not cookie cutter, but so many brokers treat clients all the same. A 30-year-old walks in, they get Portfolio A. A 50-year-old walks in, they get Portfolio A. A 65 walks in, they get a Portfolio A. It's not uncommon to see a 75 or 80-year-old in Portfolio A. It's what they sell. Unfortunately, that's not necessarily what you need, which is why it's so important to work with a firm that acts like a fiduciary, like Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, where we are legally, morally, ethically bound to act in your best interest in all interactions without conflict of interest. We have a process here because we have a team, and all of us as advisors, fiduciaries, a legal team, CPA and tax team in-house, we do things the same way. One hand knows what the other hand's doing, but your individual parts of your plan are wildly different than the next person. We just know how to address that. We know if you have more money in IRAs, taxes are a bigger deal for you than someone who doesn't. If you got a higher pension, Social Security, inflation's a bigger deal for you than someone else. If you've got more assets compared to less, then market performance is a bigger deal. Estate planning is a bigger deal. So you've got to address all these nuances, which is why any article that you read or some online calculator is just not going to do anything for you. I've seen it firsthand. So let's get back to where we started, which is the assumptions on investments. So the term here is mean reversion. And I wanted to try and fit a nerdy term in whenever I can. Mean reversion. It's not nice reversion. It's a mean reversion. What is this? It just means mean is an average. Average reversion. So it means anything in the world you're talking about, it has an expectation to it. It has an average to it. And along the way, the thing is going to do better than average or worse than average, of course, in a given year. So all mean reversion is that when something does something better or worse, it eventually has to come back down to average. So this comes down to people's expectations for their investments, the stock market. They're assuming retirement accounts are going to do over time. And the scary thing here is that we see people come in, we might build them a retirement plan and say, okay, let's see what happens if your money safely earns, you know, 4% average. And that's a very common number we use for income purposes. And sometimes people look at us like, wow, I walked in the wrong office. You guys are only going to get me 4%? And first of all, it's like, no, we're not assuming we're going to get you 4% earnings. We're seeing what happens if that happens. But here's the scary part. Because for the last 12 or 13 years since 2009, right, even with last year's correction, the market has averaged 13, 14% a year. Somehow in people's minds, they just think that that's what they should expect going forward. My money's going to make 13, 14% a year. And it's not reasonable. The historical average in the markets, including dividends being reinvested on stocks, is about 10%. So if you have 100% of your money in your market over the long term, over 30 years, maybe you should have an expectation of about 10% based on history. So what we've seen is an aberration in the last 10 or 15 years is not realistic for an expectation. So if we start talking about mean reversion, what does that mean? That means that if historically the market's averaged around 10%, but for the last decade or so, even with 2022, we've averaged even more than that, mean reversion is chances are over the next decade, we're going to average substantially less than the 10%. That's mean reversion. So we talk with a client about that sample plan we talked about. If we assumed a 7% annual return for the last 25 years, most people don't understand that from 2000 through 2022, so for those 22 years, the market averaged about 7.5%, not the historical 10%, right? So mean reversion coming off of the 80s and 90s. Then we had a great run here in the past decade or so until 2022. Guess what? We exceeded 10%. Guess what? What's ahead? Mean reversion. So once again, you need to be very careful about the averages. And what's more important is, what's your starting point? And folks, we're starting with a market historically high. High price to earnings ratios, high valuations. Market's gotten a little frothy with the rally that we had in the first half of the year. So just consider mean reversion when we start talking about what do we expect over the next 3, 5, 10 years as you're approaching or in retirement, right? So when your investments go down, what are you going to do? Your plan should dictate that. So I want to take a quick pause here, take a look at what your investments are actually doing. Let's take a look if there's something better out there for you based off of your situation. Is there a way you could save money on taxes? Is there a way you could clean up the estate plan, right? Because you can't look at these things in a vacuum, right? Because you need a blueprint on how to have a successful retirement. So today on the show, if what I just said, having a plan that covers where your income's coming from in good markets and bad, without spending principal, I call it eat the eggs, not the chickens, how much risk you should or should not take, right? If you won the game, stop playing the game, how to legally pay the least amount of taxes over your lifetime. If you need a long-term care, how would you pay for it? Do you have the right estate planning documents for your estate plan? Or if you look over your shoulder, whether you're a do-it-yourself or you're working with a broker, and you just have statements, you just have a junk drawer of investments, you don't have a real plan, I encourage you, give us a call. It's a no-cost, no-obligation, 15-minute strategy call. We're going to answer your questions. We're going to fill in the gaps that might be missing in your plan. If it makes sense to get together and actually put the plan together for you, we'll talk about what that looks like. If it doesn't, we're all adults here. That's okay. We're going to answer your questions and see if we're a fit for each other. Can we add value to what you're currently doing? Folks, this is your retirement. This is your life savings. This is your family. This is your legacy. You deserve more. Your family deserves more than somebody just selling you stuff. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we are fiduciary financial planners. We have a CPA and a full tax team in-house. We did over 600 tax returns last year, many for our clients. Got clients scattered across the country, 27 different states. And we have a legal team that we work with in-house that takes care of the estate planning for our clients. That is what you deserve at this stage of your life. How do you get that complimentary 15-minute strategy call? 866-316-0822, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Folks, thanks for joining us this week for the Retirement Success Blueprint. We've been discussing how do you know what you need to retire, and it all starts with a plan. We'd love to help you with yours. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend. If you know someone that could use conservative, tax-focused financial planning, don't keep us a secret. You can always get more information at crystallaketax.com. Until next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax is a franchise of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.